This is Dakota Datebook for January 5th. School closures have long been a measure aimed at slowing epidemics in North Dakota. Schools closed for weeks, even months, due to outbreaks of disease. The 1918 influenza pandemic locked down communities that fall, closing churches, theaters, and schools, and prohibiting public gatherings. But not every school responded the same way. Mandan schools closed in early October of 1918 on the advice of North Dakota State Board of Health. Neighboring Bismarck closed schools a day later by order of the city health officer. While out of school, Bismarck children had to stay at home and could not congregate. Special police patrolled the streets to enforce the order and bring in any children in violation. Parents of non-compliant children could be held responsible. People flooded Bismarck's city health officer with phone calls after schools closed, and after 1 month, Bismarck's city superintendent reopened the schools. To make up for lost time, Bismarck kids' holiday vacations were cut short. They were given just 3 days off for Christmas vacation, spring break was eliminated, and school officials planned additional intensive work for students in the spring. The day of the scheduled reopening, Bismarck schools actually remained closed to celebrate the news of the armistice that ended World War I. Other schools were closed for a longer period, much longer. It was just before New Year's Eve in 1918 that schools reopened in Langdon in northeastern North Dakota. They had been closed for more than 2.5 months. Even after reopening, children not feeling well were to stay at home. Lessons were lengthened. Another period was added to the school day, and work not essential to the subjects was minimized. Cavalier County's Board of Health thought of reopening schools in mid-November, but decided safety first. Schools in Milton reopened in early December, but as the town prepared for the Christmas season, a new wave of influenza struck. 2 people died in a day. A ban on public gatherings was subsequently reestablished. By this week in 1919, schools were going full blast in Nomimi in Bottineau County after 2 months' closure. But in orders issued 2 weeks before, the county's Board of Health still forbade all school children and teachers from attending any public gathering not connected to schoolwork, with the exception of church activities. One member of the board acknowledged the rule's strictness, but said the intention was to keep schools open for the remainder of the year. Today's Dakota Datebook is written by Jack Dura. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.